This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Oh my goodness. Listen, we're going to be talking about as small businesses are under attack by politicians. Small businesses across the United States have lost over 155,000 jobs. But what's interesting is big corporations are flourishing like mad. What I wanted to do is I wanted to take it home. So I got my friend Adam from Michigan, who's going to be up with me after the next segment. And he's going to tell you exactly what's happening just in the state of Michigan alone. I want to make clear, people, that you all understand nobody in government has lost their job. And nobody ever delegated authority to these representatives to attack the very people that they're supposed to work for. Just for the record, want to make it clear. Before I get this show going, I want you to give me a call if you want to go ahead and talk. I don't want you dropping me a line saying this, that, and the other thing, or what I need to do, or what I should say. You go ahead and you say it. Add to the conversation. You can contend, you can agree, you can just add to the, again, the conversation if you so desire. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. The small businesses across the United States of America, the little guy, right? We're under attack by a virus that nobody can see. Oh, and you just heard during the break, right? 50% of the American people have agreed to go ahead and take it. 50% said they wouldn't. Look what they're doing. It's just like with politicians. They're creating and fabricating polls, and they're dividing the people constantly against another. When you go to Mark 3:25, Jesus said a house divided against itself cannot stand. And he said Satan is not divided against Satan. Okay, so we need to understand that when we listen to these polls coming to the mainstream media, once again, that nobody believes in or what they have to say, and they're useful idiots and they're propagandists, keep in mind, they're created. I mean, what was that poll taken at Bill Gates' house with his neighbor's kids? Or what's going on? 50%, yeah, I like Bill. I'll do whatever Bill tells me. And the other people that don't like Bill, no, I'm not taking his vaccination. No way. I'm not going to have anything to do with that. Folks, it's all baloney. It's all propaganda. It's all premised and predicated upon lies. You need to understand that. 50% of the American people are not going to line up for a vaccination when the government and politicians and the media can't even prove the narrative. Give me a break, friends. But this is what I want you to hear. This is insane. Right before the show, it just took me off guard. You know, while small businesses are under attack, you know who's prospering like crazy? See, the oligarchs. You know, those people that people tell you, you know, we're under the control of 300 people. And they control the world. Baloney. My father's in control of all things. But I do want to highlight some of the bad guys that we all know are bad guys. They're flourishing. Well, you're being shut down by politicians. And who are the politicians? The politicians are the ones that are working for these special interest groups. Mask off, well, the mask goes on you. So again, the oligarchs who are cashing in on the quarantine, right? Government by force, totalitarianism, un-American, illegal, say at the federal courts and the state courts. These are the same men who are censoring criticism of the quarantine or the virus. Here, let me give you a couple examples. We have Mr. Bezos, okay? The CEO from Amazon. Did you hear during the break, just taking this home, friends, did you hear during the break that Amazon's going to be opening up a couple more warehouses? And over 155,000 small businesses were shut down. So while you're under attack by politicians that are working on the behalf of these special interest groups, these guys are prospering. I know most people haven't figured this out, okay? They're not having a hard time. No, they're flourishing like mad. Bezos, he's worth $36.2 billion. Well, the little guy in America is under attack. He's raking it in. What about Zuckerberg, this little point man for Facebook, right? He's worth $30.1 billion. He's censoring anybody and everybody that would dare speak out against the quarantine, against corrupt politicians that are attacking the American people, like, you know, telling businesses you can't basically tell people that don't comply with my unconstitutional orders that you can't buy or sell, or that's in Michigan, or we go over to New Mexico now, and, you know, it's all for our safety. That's what they're selling us, right? It's all for our safety, but now they're closing down grocery stores. Oh, folks, that is dangerous business, let me tell you that. Because when people get hungry, there's a whole different attitude that comes on the scene. And they're pushing for that for some reason. But it's interesting, these big tech companies, what are they doing? They're censoring anybody that would speak out against how they're flourishing. We have Bill Gates, who plus $11.8 billion. We have Larry Page. Well, most people don't know who Larry Page is. Let me tell you what he's worth, okay? $79.8 billion. I'm not making this up, okay? Lawrence Edward Page is an American computer scientist and an internet entrepreneur. He's best known as one of the co-founders of Google, along with Sergey Brin, okay? So again, these guys are flourishing while the little guys are under attack by the henchmen that work on their behalf. Okay, Sergey Brin, he is another individual. He is an American computer scientist and internet entrepreneur. And together with Larry Page, he co-founded Google. He's worth $77.6 billion. Do you understand what's going on? They're being empowered as you're being shut down by the very people that have sold their souls out to special interest groups, namely the politicians. What other way do I need to explain common sense here, friends? Okay, let me go back to those that are flourishing this during this time. We have Bloomberg. By the way, he's a sodomite. He's the former mayor, criminal mayor from New York. He's plus $12.1 billion. So again, the oligarchs who are cashing in on what's going on through their representatives concerning the special interest groups, these are the same men who are censoring anybody that dares speaks out against the virus that they can't prove. They've lost the narrative, friends. That's exactly why, again, you're seeing these said representatives, these politicians attacking the people that they're supposed to serve, because they're making those that they work for rich. And you better know, friends, that they're getting bonused while you're getting driven out of a job by the same people. That's why we have the rule of law, and the rule of law is what we need to go back to, because it's there to protect the little guy from the big guy. We're going to come right back to my friend Adam from Michigan and just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we are doing. Also, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen carefully, please, my friends. I hear this all the time. Where are we supposed to go? I'm telling you once again, okay? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles combating the liars and the useful idiots and the propagandists in the mainstream media. Okay, from people that are in the culture war, fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Okay, on the right side of that page, go on to our platform that we have now and what's readily available. If we lose that platform, always go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. To ensure that you never lose us, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click us on. Join us on that platform. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, please do. I have my friend Adam online right now, and we're going to pull him up in just a second. But if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We got to do our own due diligence. If not, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. We're talking about as small businesses are under attack by politicians. That's a slang word for statesmen or stateswomen. They're not supposed to be called politicians, but they are. What we're seeing is the little guy is under attack, namely small businesses. As I said during the first segment, over 155,000 businesses in the United States of America have went under by force through unconstitutional edicts by their said politicians, their said representatives. Okay? 55% of those businesses will never reopen again. Okay? I'm not laying this on my friend Adam in Michigan, but I do want people to hear what is taking place just in the state of Michigan alone. So welcome to the show, Adam. I totally appreciate you, my friend. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm doing all right, hanging in there best I can here in Michigan, and like everyone around the country that's getting hammered by all of these unconstitutional mandates.
Yeah, that's right. Well, especially in your particular situation, I do want to say this before I hit my next point. You know what? The bottom line is you need to hold on to the rope, tie a knot, and hang on, okay? And keep your eyes fixed on the Christ, Hebrews 12:2, number one. Number two is this. If I'm right in saying this, Adam, and I'm going to let you tell us your story, Gretchen Whitmer, the said Jezebelian governor in the state of Michigan, she has been told not once, but twice by the state Supreme Court that what she is doing is unconstitutional. And every time that she has the rug pulled from under her, am I right in saying this, she stands up and she defies not only the people now, but also the courts within themselves.
Yeah, absolutely she has. You know, we've been fighting. I've been with groups of people that have been putting on rallies, you know, that some of you've been a part of even ever since April 30th when they should have shut down all of her orders. And it was interesting to see, yeah, that the Secretary of, or the Supreme Court really that entire law was unconstitutional, that they should never have the ability to control us in that manner. And that's what was said. And now, and yeah, she's just gone through a different avenue, which she feels is a lawful way for her to control us and just continue. And it's devastating all of us right now.
That's right. So that other avenue that she has so chosen to take really comes down to the Department of Health in Michigan, correct? And
correct.
When it comes to when the Supreme Court stepped in, not once but twice in Michigan alone, they told her that she doesn't have the constitutional authority to do what she's doing through forced compliance, which is completely un-American. Therefore, it's illegal, unlawful, which defines criminal on her behalf. But what's interesting to note about that is that she said when the rug was pulled from her, she went and hid behind the Department of Health. Now, a question I have for you really quick, Adam, is if she doesn't have the constitutional authority, what is it that the Department of Health has taken upon themselves to presume that they have the power to do it?
Right. Well, again, I mean, I keep reminding everybody that the government's power is only there by the consent of the governed. And, you know, we the people just need to continue to stand up. I just got a call today here in my local community. If the code compliance was coming around, if I'd seen them yet, because that's what they're doing. They're going all the way to the local levels, to the local municipalities and their code compliance now to be their little minions.
Yep.
You know, seeing if you're wearing a mask, enforcing masks,
ooh,
if you're, you know, complying with all of these mandates. I mean, the Gestapo is
enforced
now.
That's right.
And it's disgusting.
Adam, let me ask you a question because I know that you know the answer. What law would she enforce against anybody that didn't comply with her unconstitutional edicts? What law would she enforce concerning those people that refuse and defy her unconstitutional orders?
Exactly. There is no law. That's the whole point.
That's right.
Is that they're mandates. They're not law. She continues to beg our legislature to codify, to actually make law, her unconstitutional mandates that she has right now.
And, did you hear
and
that, people?
Defying her.
Yes. I want to make sure that every city that's listening to us right now understands there is no law. This is all driven through force and fear. Force and fear. And they have the mainstream media and corrupt politicians hand in glove continuously promulgating and predicating lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. It's interesting because, Adam, we know that there's nine different governors throughout the United States that are not playing along, and one of those just happens to be Kristi Noem from South Dakota. She's had no lockdowns, no contact tracing, no forced vaccinations, no government re-education, you heard me correctly, no socialist distancing, no executive orders, no mask mandates, no checkpoints, businesses open, public events, churches open, and she's having no problems there.
Yeah, and you know, and our governor is now trying to convince the people that her mandates that she has enforced, and then she claims that the mandate that the Supreme Court removed is what's causing all of this to happen.
Yeah.
When I did a video showing that the graph for the cold and flu season matches exactly with the COVID graph because that this cold or flu, whatever it is, goes away during the summertime, like
wait,
all of the cold and flu do, and then they come back in the fall time when it gets cold again. It's amazing, right?
So it's seasonal.
It's mind-blowing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's
so
interesting.
But she's convincing people that she's God and that she is able to control this virus, and she can't. It's just possible. We've known that from the beginning. You cannot stop this virus from spreading. Everyone will get it eventually, and we have to understand that and understand how to truly protect ourselves if we do get that or any of the other viruses that are out there that will kill us, right?
Well, this is like a little spoiled brat that doesn't get the keys to daddy's car. And as a matter of fact, from my understanding concerning your Jezebelian governor in the state of Michigan, she was raised with the silver spoon in her mouth, and she doesn't like defiance. She doesn't like people resisting her unconstitutional orders. What I want to do, Adam, is I want people to understand your plight. I want them to understand that you're a small business owner in Michigan, and you are under attack, and they are forcing you to do things that are illegal. Can you give us a bit of an overview as to what's taking place with you and your business in Michigan there?
Like for my business specifically right
yep,
now? Or
yep. You tell us what your experience is, and you tell us what you're seeing with other business owners there in the state of Michigan right now.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the continued push to force all businesses that haven't been regulated previously to be regulated by the government and forced to force our employees as well as our patrons to wear masks. Forcing us to work from home or not from home, you know, all of these, we have requirements that honestly I don't even know all of them because I haven't looked at them or paid attention, but we're supposed to be building a whole plan and a structure and, you know, sending it to them so that they understand what we're doing to protect. And all that they're doing this for is to create a legal framework for them to yep. then be able to control, come down within the court system and say, well, you killed all of these people because
yeah, of course.
You didn't do this, right? And,
yep.
So that's what she's trying to do is regulate. This is the literal socialization of all business. This is the socialization of the state of Michigan by controlling now every aspect of our economy.
That's right.
That is this socialization. That's what
this is the reset, as they're talking about, Adam.
And economic, right? Exactly, 100%.
Yep.
And they're
yep.
forcing it and forcing it, and people are waking up.
Yeah.
We need to do it in a greater degree now, though, and so. I haven't bought into it. I mean, I still
Amen.
Have to wear a mask, and I got to go an appointment at the bank here. I totally forgot. Man, they're going to maybe want a mask.
Well, listen,
we'll see what happens. So.
I totally appreciate it. Are you telling me you have to get off this call?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, saying,
okay.
No.
Well, it's interesting because you said something that's really important. I'm going to hold you over for another segment. Are we good to do that, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is it interesting that it was Bill Gates? Again, people take him as if he's some vaccination specialist or if he's a licensed doctor.
Yeah.
He's not a licensed doctor. Neither, by the way, is the head of the WHO. And we see that the CDC can't get their statistics straight, but they want
right.
you to believe the next new thing. But it's interesting because that's a tactic that Joseph Goebbels under the Third Reich used to use against the people. He said basically accuse them of what you're guilty of. And we can see that that's the accuser, their brethren at work here. So, friends, the church has a job to do. 86% of you that call yourselves Christians in this country, you better stand up and be the light and Protestant that God has commanded you to be, because if not, you're going to lose it all, and you have nobody to blame but yourself. I got my friend Adam from Michigan. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring him right back on the other side, and we're going to continue this conversation. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says final authorization for an emergency distribution of a coronavirus vaccine could come within days.
The FDA assessment showed that the vaccine was around 95% effective. was efficacious across different groups, including the elderly and people with comorbidities, and did not show any significant safety concerns.
Azar telling a briefing that 20 million people could be vaccinated by the end of the year, with another 50 million coming by the end of January. President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing his pick for defense secretary. Retired four-star General Lloyd Austin would be the first African-American to run the Pentagon if he is confirmed by the Senate. Back in 2016, Austin said that ISIS was terrorism's JV team. USA Radio News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing four battleground states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Paxton asking the Supreme Court to block those states from casting unlawful and constitutionally tainted votes in the Electoral College. In the suit, he claims that the changes made to election procedures in those states violated federal law.
These elections in other states where state law was not followed as required by the Constitution affects my voters because these are national elections. And so if there are fraudulent activities or things that affect an election and state law is not followed as is required by the Constitution, it affects our state. It affects every state.
The Pentagon continuing to plot out how it will distribute the coronavirus vaccine. Assistant Defense Secretary Thomas McCaffrey telling a briefing that the distribution will depend on the availability of the vaccine in the coming weeks and months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to make a couple points before I pull up my friend Adam from Michigan. We're talking about small businesses, which are under attack by politicians while big corporations are flourishing, if you're not paying attention. But we just heard during the break, this is absolute, they're miracle workers, man. So let me get this straight. 100 years of research and there's nothing to cure cancer. Okay. 40 years of research and no vaccination for HIV. Nope. Wow. Okay, so ongoing research and no vaccine for the common cold. But they want you to believe that now, less than a year, concerning COVID-19, which, by the way, has a 97% recovery rate, up to 99.23% recovery rate. But in less than a year, there's a vaccine which is equated to a common cold for COVID-19. I want to tell you what this is all about. It's all about compliance. I found a stat this week, and I believe that it was assessed correctly from what I see in my own backyard. They say that 88% of the American people have complied. In other words, they're adding strength to their oppressors. They're adding strength to tyranny is what they're doing because they're encouraged, the tyrants are, to go ahead and do it again and again and again and again. This is all on the directives of the devil himself, at least one of his minions. John 8:44 put that into the light as well as John 10:10, Bill Gates. He's basically the one telling everybody that it's not going to go back to normalcy was the word that he used, unless they take the vaccination. And he said they're not going to just take one, they're going to take more than one. In America, if your eyes and ears aren't open yet, I don't know at this point that I can help you. So let's get back to my friend Adam. I wanted to answer something, Adam, in Michigan, a small business owner who's under attack by Jezebel out there, Governor Whitmer. And it was interesting because you were talking about mandating masks. Well, it's during the break, I just went up online again, and I knew it was there, and they're all over the place, easy to find. Warning, this product concerning the masks is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respiratory and it, a respirator, I'm sorry, and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. Well, if it doesn't prevent the virus, then what is this all about? It's about compliance. That's all this is. So let's get back to my friend Adam in Michigan. Adam, tell us your story.
Oh, man. Where to begin, I guess. My story, as far as my business struggles, we've been upgrading every year, you know, getting equipment, doing different things, and trying new things. And right before the shutdowns, all this happened in the spring, we had purchased a bunch of new equipment. We're going to do a virtual reality arcade. And so we spent pretty much, we pretty much run on cash. We're a small business that I don't like debt. I don't like banks. And so we've been, you know, going without, you know, any loans, anything like that. I literally started with absolutely nothing doing this out of my house. And so, you know, been able to get by and get by until the governor decided, when we spent our cash reserves that, you know, we wouldn't be able to increase our pay with the things that we purchased, because everything shut down. I mean, and it wasn't just not being able to expand, but at that time, literally all of our business, I mean, every business pretty much was shut down. Luckily I'm in the repair business, so we've had a little bit coming in here and there, because people need to stay connected, but, it was just devastating. I didn't know what to do. And so I've been a part of the groups rallying all over the state of Michigan now for the last 9 months.
What's the voice of the people in Michigan that the mainstream media does not want the people to hear? What's the voice of the people in Michigan?
The voice of the people of Michigan is that we want our freedom back. I mean, we want to eat in restaurants. We want to just go back to our normal daily lives, not the new normal, but just what is actually normal. You can't control us and say this is going to be your new normal. It's disgusting for them to feel, as our employees, people forget we are the largest branch of the government. We, the people, it's written that way for a reason. And we have truly forgotten our power and our ability to take back our rights when they overstep and become tyrannical. And people say, oh, well, you know, this isn't real oppression. Or like, what are you talking about? Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is absolutely people thought there are businesses I know that have been around for 30, 40 years that are not coming back. Yep. How can you say that that is not oppression? I mean, those are family dynasties, history that is just mind-blowing that we can say that this is okay in any way. And, you know, and I know that I'm going to be at the light at the end. I know that there's, you know, like you said, we stand on the rock, and, which is Christ, and we have to be a light. And that's what I truly have been trying to do in all of this. That's what, you know, in our business every day, I talk Jesus and politics because that's me being the light here in my own community. And I encourage everyone every day to just stand on that rock of truth, understand what truth is, and you no longer have to fear the governor's mandates or people attacking you. I mean, I have trolls, you know, like you get your trolls. I love watching when you deal with your trolls that come onto your page, right? I mean, because they don't have anything. They just want you to react with that same negative anger and darkness.
Yeah.
And we don't need to do that. When you're on the rock of truth, you just shine that light.
But they're not used to seeing that, Adam. That's the point. They're not used to seeing Christianity. They're used to seeing hypocrisy. Those that profess Christianity and do absolutely nothing, not understanding, you know, the people out there, they sit there and critique people that are self-professed Christians as a bunch of hypocrites. Well, nobody rebuked those religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. And the point that I'm trying to make is when they see feet on Christians and real Christians out there fighting the good fight of faith, that's foreign to them. So this is a great opportunity for us. I'm talking to my friend Adam in Michigan, and what we're talking about right now is small businesses are under attack. In Michigan, they're under attack by Gretchen Whitmer, and I want to add a little, you know, rage to what people may be feeling today because, and you might not know this, but I'm going to share it with you anyways, Adam. Did you know that she makes up to $225,000 a year off taxpayers? So if you were to look,
I don't doubt it.
Oh, this is no. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm thinking about these people, and they're probably getting bonus. We know that they are because over the last couple weeks, we've been highlighting the mayors and the governors that have been busted on vacation as they're continuously promulgating fear here in the United States when they're in Mexico. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There's tons of these people, and it shows you they're not working for the people. But what I want to get to is the fact that she's not worried about it. And I got to be quite honest with you. More than anything is the fact that I believe many of these governors and these mayors are taking orders because they are acting so far out of their scope of authority, it's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. I want to ask you a question, my friend. I'm talking to Adam, small business owner in Michigan right now that's under attack by the governor. What of this Michigan County Board that's approving resolution in support of impeaching Whitmer, which I'm happy to see because this is the message that the American people need to send to these tyrants, and then they need to be prosecuted once they're impeached. What is the stage look like right now concerning the process of that impeachment?
Well, for the impeachment, I mean, it's really the people all across Michigan need to continue stepping up. Just what county was it? I can't remember which county did file that, but we need all the counties really to pass resolutions in that regard because our legislature doesn't understand how serious and really it's Democrats and Republicans alike that are serious.
Yep, that's right.
You think there aren't Democrat business owners that are absolutely furious right now at the governor?
Yep.
I've met hundreds of them over the last several months. That have said, I never again will vote for someone like that. This is ridiculous. We've got to stand against. So,
it's called Kaska County, by the way.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't see any movement in this right now?
Honestly, I don't because our legislature, unfortunately, you know, the way our legislature is controlled, a lot of people don't understand the way the system works. When someone, you know, becomes a state representative, they go in as a representative and then they agree to the rules of the House and they abide by those. And so everything gets funneled through the speakers of the House and the majority leader in the Senate.
Yep.
And nothing ends up coming to the floor. Nothing ends up being voted upon or brought out unless they approve it. So every single one of our representatives' voice is completely silenced and shut off and because it's controlled by that one individual. And so all that needs to be controlled are those couple individuals in our entire system. And you can either prevent things from happening or make other things happen. And right now we see that they're just a system of elite. You know,
we were
supposed to break away from Britain and we were no longer supposed to be the peasants controlled by the nobles.
But
we have that. And right now we even have an article that just came out today from Ottawa County. I've been helping behind the scenes with some folks and some fixing of elections that's going on within the party system. And it's the Republicans that were doing it because guess what? They're all fixing the things at any opportunity that they can so that they can win and have their power.
Yep.
They try to control both sides of every election if they can.
Yeah,
what's happening from the top down, and we just don't recognize it. So.
Yeah, let's not do the upright thing. I mean, let's just sell the people out. Well, history teaches us, my friend, that you can only oppress the people for so long. The people are going to stand up sooner or later. But I would say to the American people, we're looking for reformation here. We're not looking for revolution. And the bottom line is if we don't get this right, we're going to go down in history as the greatest of fools ever in the history of mankind, and we need to get this right. But the way to do that is to bring back in the rule of law. Adam, you've got a fun set up, and I've got about 1 minute left with this segment in my time with you. I'm going to give you the last minute. You go ahead and tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they can support you, how they can know your story, so on and so forth. So go on, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so my name is just Adam Heikkilä on Facebook. They let me stay on there any longer since this is my third account and they've removed me previously. But my name is Adam Heikkilä, H-E-I-K-K-I-L-A is how that's spelled. And we have a GoFundMe right now. It's Help the Heikkilä Family, a COVID business crisis. So that's going to be on my Facebook page. I'm Not a Politician 7 on Twitter as well if you want to check me out there. We also have availability of Cash App. We do that is Not a Politician 1 at Cash App.
Why don't you send me the link, Adam, and I will post it on all of our outlets on social media as well. Thank you for your time.
That
got a quick
awesome.
Break.
Thank
Sons
you so
of Liberty Radio.com. You're welcome, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Totally appreciate Adam out there. Friends, you know what? I don't do this quite often, but the fact of the matter is I've seen this kid. I met him and his wife. Very cool people. They're a young couple. They're out there doing the stuff. They're being spent in the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ as well. So do consider going over and supporting those guys in this time of need as they are under attack by their said governor. Now, I'm telling you what, friends, she needs to be impeached and prosecuted. And again, making reference to your answer, that is Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, followed up by Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. She needs to be impeached and prosecuted for her crimes, as do those mayors and governors in other states, friends, that are not working for we the people, but rather special interest groups. That is criminal in this country, and they need to be lawfully dealt with. If you want to make America great again, that's how you do it. I'm going to post his link on the social outlet platforms that we have after the show, so you will see them posted there. Again, please consider supporting those guys as well. We totally appreciate your understanding, your sincerity, and your heartfelt response. So with that said, friends, we're talking about small businesses are under attack by politicians as big corporations are flourishing. I started the show off with, oh, yes, yes, we want to do this, friends. I want to go back to Michigan really quick before I finish up this last segment here. This is an individual. You want to talk about demigod attitude, friends? This is a said representative in the state of Michigan, where Adam's from. And I want you to listen to the absolute arrogance. Because, friends, these people do act and believe that they're above the law. And the reason they act and think that is because the American people have allowed them to think that. Okay? That's just the facts. Okay? Pointing the finger at the responsible party here. But I want you to listen to this woman. Now, when she talks about threatening Trump supporters, keep in mind, put the word instead of Trump supporters there, just let's put in there law supporters, okay? Law supporters. Okay, because I want you again to understand these lawless individuals are incumbent and they need to be removed and prosecuted for their crimes. Well, Bradley, that's just a little far-fetched. Well, you tell me what your thoughts are after you hear this said representative and what it is that she said about law abiders in this country. Listen carefully.
So this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough is enough. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right.
You listening to this, friends?
Make them pay.
Make them pay. Are you listening to this? If, you know, for the sake of being upright and honest and unbiased, I do have to, you know what? No, I'm not going to go there because all nations are one blood. Acts 17:26. I'm not going to get into the debate between black and whites. But the fact of the matter is that is the attitude of those that are to represent the people. This isn't just in Michigan, by the way. This is across the United States of America. This is what the American people have tolerated. Again, friends, my objective here is justice. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Justice guards our liberty, and we're losing liberty because of these tyrants that are tolerated in incumbent positions in this government. You want to hear the back end of this? Okay, so she broadcasts this, right? Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield and Speaker-elect Jason Wentworth today released the following statement on the video released last night by this said representative on social media. Threats to either Democrats or Republicans are unacceptable and un-American. They're even more unbecoming of an elected official. This said rep has been removed from her committee assignments, and we are looking into further disciplinary action and the proper authorities conduct their own investigations. She's been removed. I'm going to tell you why. Because when the people respond, as I've said before, and I'm going to say it once again, what happens when the American people stand up and fight? They win. They win. Because you're showing the world your faith with your works. Right? Without them, it's dead. It's vain. It's worthless. It's empty. Okay, so let's not claim to be Christian patriots and conservatives if we're not willing to go out and do the stuff. But because the people stood up, they removed her. Okay, but that's not good enough. And we're not talking about just disciplinary actions that need to be taken with this said rep. No, this is the voice of an outlaw. And they need to be dealt with. And it's the same thing that we're hearing all across the countries. The country from these said representatives that are attacking the American people. That is the attitude. Wouldn't it be something to get some of these individuals on hot mics? Well, which we've done. But to get them on hot mics to see what they sound like behind closed doors rather than just out in the public. Because I guarantee you, friends, it's going to be masked up. The Bible's clear when it says in Luke 12:2 that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Lord's going to bring it all to the light. Now, I want to give you a couple stats before I end the show today. Because, again, what we're talking about today, friends, is small businesses that are under attack illegally by their said politicians. I don't care their position. Big corporations are flourishing. If you didn't hear the whole show, listen to the first segment. I will outline that for you so you can understand that you are being laughed at. Now, here it goes. Okay. Consider the source when I give you these statistics here. The U.S. jobs report brings sobering, if not unexpected, news. The country has lost 20.6 million jobs since mid, I'm not going to tell you the month yet, resulting in an unemployment rate of 14.7%, a level not seen since the Great Depression in the 1930s. The number of jobs lost more than doubles the number seen in the 2007-2009 Great Recession, when 8.7 million American jobs were lost. Before the plandemic, I'm using the word plan, the United States marketed a 50-year unemployment low in February with just 3.5% of Americans unemployed. According to the USA Today, of the 20.6 million jobs lost, 18 million are expected to be temporary when the plandemic recedes. Restaurants, bars, travel, small businesses, and retailers are the hardest hit sectors. Though 40 states are now in the process of reopening parts of the economy, economists warn recovery is not expected for many months or even years. In the face of the statistics that I just gave you, big corporations are flourishing to the point where just one, the tip of the iceberg, Amazon is going to be building more warehouses. And by the way, if you ever see some of these warehouses, they're not like a warehouse that you'd expect just down the road. No, they go on, folks, and they go on, and they go on, and they go on for like 3/4 of a mile just one way, okay? And that's just one part of the warehouse. So they're flourishing while you're under attack. Now, can we all say this is all by design? Of course it is. And it's interesting to note that while we sit back and we watch corrupt politicians attack small businesses, we also notice that that government, those officials, as they call themselves, those representatives, let me re-educate you to understand what they are to work for the people, but they are not. Now, what's interesting is they're taking money from our coffers, our taxpayer dollars, and they're buying off these companies, these restaurants, bars, travel, so on and so forth. They're taking our tax dollars, and then they're dictating them what to do when it comes to me and you. So we're seeing fascism roll out in a major way in this country. Big corporations working with corruption and the mainstream media, those that are a part of the club, put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. How are we going to stop all this? Well, the only ones that are going to be able to stop this is us before the living God. And I want to say this again because, friends, you can go ahead and plug in a light all day long. But if that plug or that that outlet doesn't have a power resource, that light's not going to go on. And the only one that's going to be able to give that to you through repentance towards Him and putting our faith in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost, Acts 20, verse 21, the only one that can give you the power to do that is the Holy Ghost. He is the one that empowers you, and He comforts you, which means in Old English, to push along in war, in warfare. That's why in Ephesians 6, 12, we have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit. And folks, the list goes on. There's a reason that He equates this to battle in armor, friends, because we need it, because we're in a battle, okay? It's going to have to be we the people that set the record straight. Not them that refuse to correct themselves. Not them that continuously show us they're not going to drain the swamp. They're not going to prosecute criminals within. Nope. These are foxes protecting what? The chickens in the chicken coop. And I, for one, am sick and tired of it. And I got to know, so are you, friends. We can do this together. The voice of the people is, they're not for what's going on. You need to shut the television off. You need to get in the Word of God, and you need to get into the Constitution. That's how scholars are made. And ask the Holy Ghost to empower your endeavors. We can win the day, singly, individually, and then corporately. Love you about what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.